Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Okay, now, you know what? Not long ago here on the Hawk and Tom show, we had a segment where it's like, weirdest place you've been hit on. And someone was talking about getting hit on at the porta potty at some event, some concert or something.
It was in line.
Yeah, in line at the porta potty.
They didn't actually go in the porta potty.
But I've got the most inappropriate places to flirt, and that's actually on the list, in line for the bathroom.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think that's a bad place to flirt.
I do have to say, though, for ladies that are at outdoor concerts, I can see them getting hit on because what I do is I look for the line that has mostly men in it because they're going to be in
moving
and out
faster.
Really quick. So
okay, at the porta potty. I got you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's good. Hasn't worked for me. Shoot.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting, though, that they would even make a list of one of the worst places or inappropriate places to flirt. You know some of the others we've mentioned before, like at the gym.
Why is that a bad place?
Well, they say with all those hot bodies and skimpy clothes, the gym might seem the ideal place to actually flirt with somebody, but that's the last thing they want because they're sitting there and they're dripping in sweat and they're trying to breathe.
Yeah.
You know. What you doing Saturday night?
See, and that's it. When I did work out, I did. I'd be on the treadmill, and I love our listeners, but they'd want to have conversations with me, and I'm about to die. And I'm like, this is not the play. Catch me in the locker room.
Yeah,
we'll shower next to each other. Whatever. But
where are you going to the gym?
Yeah. It's a bad place. I quit going.
Okay. All right. So that's one of the reasons why, though. Because I think girls are sitting there, and they especially want to be focused on their workout routine or whatever, and they won't want to be approached while they're sweaty and drippy and all that stuff.
But if it's obvious that she really likes you.
Well, or that she's dressed up for, like makeup, got her hair done, wearing high heels, working out, and she's looking.
And if she's saying, hey, can I work in with you? That's her probably wanting to not get through her workout routine. Like a lot of times.
Work in?
What does that
even mean?
That means you.
Like play through? In golf?
It's sort of like that, but let's say that you are on one of the machines and you're a guy and you're doing your routine and then you wait for like a minute and she's like, hey, do you mind if I work in? And you work out together kind of that way. That's what you do when you work out. Yeah.
Let's work out together.
She's going to spot you. Can I spot you?
There you go.
Okay.
But even for a girl who's all sweaty and red and looking like ready to have a heart attack, I mean, for the guy's got to look at her and be like, well, it can only get better from here.
Right. Okay. So. And if he likes her looking like that, then yeah. she's already in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got too much makeup on, you're sweating. It's kind of dripping.
The mascara is running down your face. You're just wiping it all over the place.
Most inappropriate place to flirt, a hospital waiting room, they say, is not a good place. Unless you're waiting for, like, someone else. You think, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's a bad place to flirt, period.
Okay, well, Tom,
It doesn't make any difference, you know, and they're like, oh, I broke my arm. That's not a reason why you couldn't still want to date someone.
But still, even if they're about to pull the plug, I mean, she's about to be a widow.
Or Kato, that's a very financially responsible way to look at it.
Okay, a job interview, worst place to flirt, they say.
Yeah.
Especially if you are giving the interview.
Yeah, unless you're like in a row of people who are all going to try to get the job. I don't think there's anything wrong with flirting with another applicant.
Okay, I see that. But if it's like with that person interviewing you, vice versa.
On the other hand, if you're flirting with the person giving the interview, you got nothing to lose because even if you don't get the job, maybe you get a date.
But if you're flirting with someone that's up for the same job and you get it and they don't, think they want to go out with you?
Maybe. I mean, they might.
They need money, too.
Well, they can get a different job.
But if they say, like, you know what? I don't think we need you for this job. At that point, you say, well, what are you doing Saturday? You know? And I don't know if that might help you down in the future.
You get a good line out of it. You're like, you know what? That's actually good because I wanted to ask you out on a date, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I got this job.
All right.
There you go. Your full pickup line. There you go.
Smooth.
Most inappropriate place is to flirt, parent-teacher conference, they say.
Hmm.
There are far better ways to embarrass your kids than hitting on the teacher.
I guess I don't see that being a problem either.
Of course,
I mean, if one of them's married, obviously, but otherwise, I don't see why you couldn't flirt with a teacher.
I think it just gets to the point where if you see somebody that you really like, you just go in.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? What's your number?
Very little to lose.
Have you been on Dateline before?
How about your therapy appointment?
Okay, that might be a place you don't flirt.
They're not allowed to flirt with you.
Yeah, and that would be awkward dating someone who knew that much about you.
But when you clock out after the therapy appointment, is it okay to hit on them then? You know, you just can't date them like during the session when they're laying on the couch.
I don't think it works like that.
Right.
It depends on what you told them.
Uh-huh. And then finally, they say the most inappropriate place to flirt, in the underwear section of a department store. It's just awkward.
So just wait till they get to a different section.
Yeah,
just follow them.
Follow them around the underwear department. peeping behind the displays.
I saw you in the underwear department, but I didn't want to make this awkward, so I followed you to this department.
Wow.
Yeah, it ain't creepy at all.
It'll turn into like one of that Chevy Chase scene where he's trying to buy a gift for his wife and he's in the lingerie section.
Oh.
And he just fumbles all over the place because of the girl.
The Christmas Vacation.
Yes, Christmas Vacation movie.
But aren't the underwear sections separate, men and women? So that
shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Yeah, that means you're just hanging out in the women's underwear section.
Uh-huh.
Pervert.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, whenever you have bad habits and you're young, you don't worry too much about it because you think it's going to be a long time before any of that payback comes. I figure probably didn't have to worry about any of that stuff till you're in your 60s or 70s before you start to reap the bad benefits of the horrible oats you had sowed.
Okay, but what kind of oats are we sowing there?
Apparently drinking, smoking, and other bad habits, eating too much, things like that.
Okay.
They actually found out the exact age when your unhealthy bad habits catch up to you, and it's much younger than I would have ever imagined. I don't even know if I believe this or not. They claim 36 years old is when you start to feel it. They say you can get away with a lot of unhealthy habits in your 20s. In your 30s, though, it gets harder to stay in shape. And by your 40s, it seems like you can do everything right and still not see any results.
I would say those years are when you start packing on pounds. When you're not burning the energy or the calories that you once did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a study out that says that 36 is whenever habits like smoking, drinking, and not exercising start to trigger health problems. They tracked hundreds of children born in 1959 until they were 61.
Mm-hmm.
Those that regularly smoked, boozed, and lounged around in their younger years ended up sicker and more depressed. And for most of them, on average, their health started to decline at age 36.
They probably had fun at the time, though.
I know, right? I mean, the trade-off is immense because even if you're in good health, when you get into your 40s, it's just nothing is as good as it was when you were in your 20s.
Well, like they say, life is short. I mean, we don't know what tomorrow brings, so why would you want to miss out on a party tonight?
Okay. And I'll tell you, and I don't want to be judgmental here.
Well, you're about to be, I bet.
You know what? I never was a smoker. And I don't see how some, like, you got people that mow lawns and stuff, and it's like 100 degrees outside, and they're on that lawnmower smoking a cigarette, pushing in maybe a push lawnmower, and you probably got an ashtray right there on the push lawnmower with a Budweiser. I'm like, how do you do that?
And a cup holder. Don't forget the cup holder on the other side.
Yeah. It blows me away that you can do that.
Took a lot of training, but they made it.
But they're doing work that I can't even do, and I'm not a smoker.
That's healthy.
Yeah, I'm like, sitting there with a weed eater and smoking.
Well, here's the good news. Yeah. You can do a lot of that stuff as long as you quit when you reach your 30s. So if you quit at, say, 35, then you start to get back into better health pretty quickly, okay. And you can kind of coast along. So the trick is to not get addicted to having fun.
No, okay. All right, there you go. Because my mom, she quit smoking cold turkey. Like, she just stopped.
She's heated up now?
Yeah, but she stopped when she had grandbabies.
I was about to ask if that's when it was, because my mother-in-law quit smoking when we had the kids.
When she had grandbabies, stopped. And she's getting on up there now, so she's pretty healthy.
I haven't told my mother-in-law. I'm like, you don't have to stop yet. They aren't going to know anything for another couple of years. Maybe quit when they're 4 or 5, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She did. She quit cold turkey.
Now, my grandpa, you know, he didn't stop. He was smoking in the car and everything, man, like writing. He'd
with the
offer
windows
me beer.
Rolled up?
Yeah.
But you know, you see the stories of old people that lived to be 100. They're like, you know, I drank wild turkey every day and had a cigarette.
And a bacon, some bacon too.
Bacon.
And that, yeah.
You know, my dad, he ate fried chicken. I mean, he ate healthy, meaning how they were raised.
Yeah.
And everything fried, gravy, and
He lived to be in his 80s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they say there's some other things you start to realize at age 36.
Mm-hmm.
Sliding in softball is no longer worth it.
Uh-uh.
Softball's not worth it.
That's true.
Sliding, though, it's like, I'm not going to be that committed.
And that sliding goes for the slip and slide during the summer.
That's true.
Because you'll knock the breath out of you.
They say other things you start to realize when you reach age 36, it's okay to eat dinner before 8 p.m., and here's one when you realize when you get to age 36, you find out Costco sells clothes.
What does that mean?
I think people start going, all right, I don't have to go to the mall anymore.
Oh,
I just grab these while I'm here at Costco.
Look what he's wearing, Hawk.
I see. Okay, I got
this is not Costco.
This right here, Costco shirt.
See?
Something else I realized when I turned 36, I'm not going to get hit on at the Port-a-Johns at the Heritage Park anymore.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I guess.
She's still mad about that.
Uh-huh. Things you turn 36 and realize, CBS has some really good shows. I think that's when you turn 76.
Oh, that's those
CSI
crime shows.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh,
watch.
Okay.
You said CVS.
They said the wrist tattoo was a bad idea, and things you realize when you turn 36, having kids was an even worse idea.
Well, now, that seems... Why? Because you can't keep up with the kids, or because they're making your life miserable? Like,
yes.
The kids, your mom and dad.
This list, some of it offensive. I love to eat at 6 o'clock. I don't eat. If my friends call me and say we're going to dinner at 8, I'm like, I will have already eaten.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend any old people.
Because I eat 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I eat every night.
Well, like I said, I didn't mean to offend any old folks.
I got acid reflux.
Well, we go to bed early. You're not supposed to eat an hour to 2 hours before you go to bed.
You got acid reflux. Hold on. That's on my list, too.
No. I'm saying if I eat early.
I mean,
if I eat late like you do, like you eat sometimes at 10 o'clock.
Right.
How do you do that and go straight to bed? Like, he's having dinner at like 9:30. He's like, I'm having dinner right now.
I have the stomach of a 35-year-old.
I guess so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, they ask women in this new survey, what's something you've been waiting or wishing your man would do for years?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer for mine.
Oh, okay. So,
change. She's always telling me the things she'd like me to change.
Does she really?
Yeah. It's like, at some point I had to have a conversation with her. I'm like, listen, I don't think there's going to be a lot of change from this point on. Definitely not change in the direction you're wanting.
Okay.
So the more you harass me, it just basically brings down the whole relationship. So we're better off not doing this change thing.
change kind of covers everything, though. Yeah. Because I was thinking help around the house, but that's okay. Changing.
Yeah, and okay. Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't expect her to change, so it's fair.
What if she stopped doing things around the house?
That's I don't want her to change.
Oh, that's right, because she.
But let me ask you: have you asked her to change in any way?
Well,
though,
that's what I just literally said. Yeah, I'm not asking her to change.
Nothing at all. You've not asked her to do anything.
I don't know. I haven't gone back for the last 20 some odd years and documented. But we're not. I'm not asking her to change anything.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think that's noble.
Thank you.
So they asked women this new survey: what's something you've been wishing your man would do for years? How about you, Stacey? What would you want John to do?
I want him to want to do the dishes.
Oh. That's the worst of all, is when they're not just saying do the dishes. Exactly. They want you to want to do the dishes, which is never going to happen.
I mean, wouldn't you want him just to wash him whether he likes it or not?
Yes, that's true. And he does. I do have to give him credit. Although I really would like if he would help me out with like the litter boxes, because we have a football team of cats that live in our...
Whose cats are they?
They're, stop.
See,
that is a John move right there.
Yeah.
So you're the one that adopted all these cats.
Well, yeah, they kind of found us, and I have a soft heart, so I let them live on our back deck, and they have their heated houses, and I do. It's cream of the crop over at our house.
So you wish for John to do more pet duties?
A little bit. Yeah, that would help out. He does do good. I guess I just want a little more.
Key word there being duties. Okay, so the top answer was be more attentive or romantic. That's what women want in their man.
I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I mean,
self-proclaimed.
I'm pretty good. I get flowers every now and then.
Okay.
You know, I hold hands during the prayer at church. I try to be a bit romantic and attentive.
Also buying gifts lower on the list, so buying gifts or flowers, stuff like that, to be more attentive.
Can you say you're being romantic in church when you're holding hands during prayer?
Well, we do it at the dinner table, too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But I mean, well, I don't
romance
know.
Romance and religion.
It's not like, I mean, it's
it's
romantic. It's not necessarily sexy, but it's romantic.
But that's the most, I mean, out of all the things out there, I mean, that's very important. And you're bonded together walking through this life, you know, with your beliefs.
And I agree. I think it's awesome because, you know, when we do our family gatherings, we all stand around, hold hands while we say the prayer. I'm just thinking in your mind, your perverted mind, what are you thinking during prayer?
I think you're the problem with the pervertedness there.
Stop. I'm even thinking that.
I am so stopped up on Cole Minister right now, so you'll have to forgive me for today.
Okay. So, new survey of women. What's something you've been waiting for your man to do for years? Housework or chores? Fix something around the house that might be broken?
Okay.
Yeah.
At least they're not asking them to want to do it.
Yeah, do you want to do it?
Or at least call somebody and pay somebody to fix it.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll work too.
Yeah, but that's tough. Like, I got something that I think is going to cost a lot to fix. And so I'm like, I just keep my mouth shut. And I'm like, we can't afford that right now.
But did
you go to a different room?
But did you ever fix that door frame thing that was where you fixed one side of it and then the other one? Like,
no, I hadn't fixed that yet.
Dude, that's been years because I went over your house many years ago.
Yeah,
and you'd started
no one notices.
That.
You're the only person ever noticed.
Because you said that you
See,
talked about
I don't
it.
I tell people about it now anymore.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Tom. I can't say a word.
Yeah,
it's like you
I got
there,
so much I need to do.
After a while, you're like, well, I've lived with it just fine, so why should I bother fixing it?
Are you still painting that room, Kato?
I've been painting for 10 years now.
I
love the multi. Well, I test out paints on the colors on it, and I'm like, well, that color and that color kind of look good together, little strips across my wall.
Quick story, no lie. We have a bonus room in our house, and there's that knee wall, or, you know, that little bit higher, five-foot wall when you get to the top of the stairs.
Right, yeah.
Well, we were trying to get a couch up there, and it was a little bit, just a little bit big. And I said, you know what? Let's tear this sucker down. And we did. So then we had no wall for like a year and a half.
Super dangerous.
John looked at me one day and he goes, I want the wall back.
Well,
I was like, holy nuts. And I started calling contractors.
At least he said he wanted to do it.
Now when it comes time to get the couch out...
But when the contractors came in,
we made
the wall so that you could lift it up, move it over. I mean, it's really heavy, really heavy. But you can lift it up and you have that little doorway to get the couches in and out.
Okay. Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall.
There you go.
Now put it back up.
There you go. All right, so what do women want from their man? They've been wanting years from their man to take them on a trip somewhere. Also, grow up was mentioned.
Oh.
They've been wanting their man to grow up, so that's kind of like what Jamie said with you, change.
No, yeah. She doesn't want me to grow up. She just wants me to do more stuff.
But honestly, you're video gaming, and you just laying stuff around, and she has to pick up after you all the time.
Wow, you're just on him.
I'm very judgmental.
Yeah.
It's not even your problem.
Please forgive me as well.
So is sports on there? You'd think that they would chill with the sports.
What do you mean?
That guys are so into sports that the women would want them to not watch as much sports.
No, the last one they said was lose weight. They've been wanting their man to lose weight for years, and he won't do it.
Well, he likes food.
You see how silent Tom is right there? Hasn't Jamie asked you to change your health?
What are you doing? You're like the invasive neighbor trying to give me advice or something.
No, it's like—
Mind your own business. You got your own problems to worry about.
You've been bringing this up for years. Yeah. You said that she's been trying to get you to eat healthy.
She does. She cooks crap that we don't like.
See, now I was about to say it. The guys that when they say you need to lose weight, say, I'm only this size because your cooking is so wonderful.
Oh, that's a good
twist. You just messed that up by saying her cooking sucks.
I've lost weight because her cooking sucks.
I thought that was diabetes.
Yeah, you lost weight because you caught diabetes from somebody.
That's true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll let you in on a little behind the scenes of what we've been doing to have so much fun. We're watching cars turn around in our parking lots.
Yeah, it's funny.
On Garlington Road, they've got big signs up just past our station that say road closed.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Here comes a car right now. Two of them.
Another one.
Hi.
It's a little parade going on today.
And the reason it's closed is because there is apparently a giant sinkhole on the other side of the 385 bridge.
Yeah, so all those people going to General Electric.
Yeah,
GE's getting the back way.
Crazy thing is, we just saw one guy come from under the bridge to the signs, and he had to get out and move it to get his car out. I'm like, well, did he come from the sinkhole?
He had fallen in. He just drove out.
I didn't know.
That's the thing that freaks me out a little, is where that sinkhole's located. I want to make sure our station doesn't start tilting. But even more concerning is 385. I hope it's, the bridge doesn't start to sink into the sinkhole. I think it's a little farther past 385 than that, though.
But you know what? For all of the folks at GE, surely they gave them some kind of email or something to say, hey, we got problems on this road. Don't come this way.
Well, I did actually see it on social media yesterday, so I knew. And then every morning when I'm getting dressed, I pop the news on TV to hear.
Based on the number of cars, I think they knew, because it's not like that there is an incredible line of cars.
Right. Well, and getting to them would be pretty tough from this angle because you got to go loop all the way around.
Well, there's actually more ways to get there. You can also get there from Rocky Mountain or Rocky Creek, I mean.
I would be just like, oh, well, road is closed. Going back home.
Yeah.
give your employees a day off or
two. Why not? Yeah.
I almost did that, and we can still get to the station.
But you know what? The sinkholes are kind of scary because they come out of nowhere. It's like
No, they're a lot scary.
Yeah. And you're like, because you don't know how far this is going to go. I know my mom's house, she lives in Tennessee, we got like a sinkhole in her front yard because there's a creek that runs underneath.
Isn't that the well?
Yard.
No.
What? Are you making fun of the hillbillies?
No, I wasn't. That, okay. I legitimately thought it was a well.
No, No, it's not. But also going back home and you see what Helene did with all the damage of half the roads are gone. Like even with this sinkhole, part of the road. I mean, it's just right there at the edge of the road. It's scary.
And to the city who put the sign up at Woodruff Road in Garlington, it's not blocking the lanes. It's on the kind of on
well,
the
side. Well, we got to be able to get through.
But usually they'll put it in the middle, but you can still get around, and they usually say local traffic only.
Don't do that. I'll hit the sign tomorrow.
You almost hit it today, you said.
I know. They had it sticking out in the corner. I think they're trying to put another pathway for people to go, but I don't know if it'll be open by tomorrow morning or not.
I don't know.
Well, there was some word that they may have that opened up by tomorrow. What do you got, Stacey?
Department of Transportation says that crews expect to complete a short bypass lane on the opposite side of the damaged road.
Yeah.
And so that should be opening tomorrow.
Well, you think about it, a lot of school. There's schools there too, like First Presbyterian.
Day off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive on that fixed road, I don't think, till I knew they really checked good underneath it, because sinkholes, people die in sinkholes. I mean, they fall in them and they're never seen again. And so that's not how I want to go out.
What's underneath there is what I want to know. Like,
right
in the earth's crust. Like,
nothing.
Why is that sinking?
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
It's like deep, but then it's falling back. I can't even believe the road didn't fall down.
There's something like a cave or something for that to fall that deep.
Well, it is now, that's for sure. But anyway, so if you're trying to take Garlington Road today, especially near the 385 overpass, it is a giant sinkhole that is blocking the road. That's why they had those signs up.
Well, with this being the pothole capital of the world, at first they thought it was just a pothole.
It is. It's the biggest pothole we got.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, all you folks heading to work today to your cubicle farm, I want to salute you. Because it's National Cubicle Day, and unfortunately, so is every day of the week for you, because you're working in a cubicle.
Are cubicles all that bad?
For some folks, yes. They
really?
Think they are, yeah. There's a lot of research.
I don't know. We go down to sales sometimes. It's still pretty private. You got your little booth in there.
Yeah, I don't want to be looking at my coworker across the board or something.
It's definitely better than just being at a bunch of desks where you could see everybody. Right. I like the little, it's like you crawl in there and you almost feel like you could hide out and go to sleep.
Especially when you get to decorate your own little cubicle.
Oh, see?
You can put whatever you want. Lights,
it just
flowers.
Needs a door. That's all you need is a door.
I've got some complaints by people and what they are thinking about their cubicles. And one of the reasons they say people don't like the cubicles or why there are cubicles is because the boss don't want to hear you slamming the door when you're mad at him. Because you can't slam a cubicle door. You just got to kind of do the imaginary thing.
I bet they lose a lot more computer keyboards these days because of that.
Someone's angry.
Mm-hmm.
Worst thing they say is noise. You can hear people typing, sneezing, coughing, eating, talking, calls, cursing, all kinds of stuff. That's one of the complaints about cubicle farms.
It's a good thing if you're like a voyeur and you like to like be a gossip and listen to other people.
I've heard them talk downstairs over the years about certain people back in the day that they couldn't stand because either they'd get on their phone with clients and be talking loudly,
mm-hmm.
they'd be on their speakerphone on their own phone talking loudly.
The inability to concentrate because someone's talking all the time. And it don't even have to be loudly. It's like they're just talking, chit-chat all the time in the cubicle farms.
Well, they make them out of that stuff that's supposed to absorb sound. I guess it doesn't work very well.
No, it does not.
Sometimes they don't make them high enough, though.
I know.
And you
they're
just
so
see, like, the top of your head. And
but
you
that's cool because they could do that prairie dogging where they pop up.
Yeah.
Hey, it's even worse than that. Say, workers in cubicles with high partitions were the most miserable about the cubicles, reporting the lowest rates of satisfaction.
Really?
In, 13 out of the, 15 factors that they had on this list of complaints that they were talking about.
Higher's better. It's like having walls again.
Yeah.
It's just like a bathroom stall. The more coverage, the better.
Then you got the partition list where you kind of go in and there's not even a wall at all. It's like maybe, you know, less than a foot high and you can see everybody in the office.
There's no privacy there. Mm-hmm. I have worked in a cubicle farm before, and this is a while ago.
Okay.
But it's not so bad because it is like your own little office. My problem was is like, I couldn't spend 7 hours in an office.
Yeah, I got that. I understand. Main problems, volume, visual distractions, odor, cleanliness, lack of space, lack of storage, and lack of privacy. And they say people always looking at your monitor. So, you know, God forbid that you check your email and do a little online shopping or maybe eat lunch in your cubicle and everybody knows what you're doing. They know your business. You can't even get your shopping done throughout the day.
Actually, this is a neat little tidbit from the making of the TV show The Office back in the day. And probably everyone's seen The Office on a replay or something.
Right.
But they actually had the computers in the set, on the set of The Office, hooked up to the internet so that the people who were just in the background for scenes could get online and just surf the internet and didn't have to be bored while they were shooting a scene with Pam and Jim, and then no one else was actually doing anything.
I saw that because I remember one of them said that she paid bills online.
Yeah. That's funny.
One of them would just search for different, they just had to be back there.
So they were able to do just like a real office.
That's what I do over here.
Yeah, I know.
I just got through depositing a check.
I'm doing some Amazon shopping over here. They say there's absolutely no privacy. You got footballs flying back and forth from Ted and Jim throwing the football over the cubicles, but that makes the workplace a little bit more fun.
Yes.
Until you get hit in the head.
Loud conversations, nowhere to hide. You can't hide anywhere except the bathroom if you are in a cubicle because anybody can walk by and see what you're doing.
That's not true. If you climb under your desk and then pull the chair in, most people will never look there. I used to do it.
And you didn't have to because we didn't care.
Yes, you did because you guys talked about me and I heard it several times.
Well, that's the only thing we cared about. We wouldn't have talked about you had we known.
You did that in that office?
Yep.
Yeah. One time we were talking about him and he's like, I'm under here.
I can hear you.
Okay. And then they say the odors and cleanliness is the big thing that kind of makes people irritated about cubicles, flowers, cigarettes. I guess you can't smell cigarettes because someone's smoking in the building. Perfumes, air fresheners, the potpourri that they have, maybe those little crock pots. It's got that, you know, smell of lavender. It's supposed to be in their cubicle area where they've dressed it up.
You don't need cubicles for that, though. I mean, Tom's cooking fish at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
And it's just the whole entire floor.
I know. I'll be honest. Sometimes I fart just to cover up the smell of his fish. I don't know which is worse.
Well, that this morning, I'm going to have to say you.
Mine's still cooking.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why people don't like cubicles. And eating lunch, a lot of times, you know, you don't have a place to eat lunch. You might eat it in your cubicle, take your lunchbox out, and that makes it smelly.
Most places have a little kitchen break room.
Or a bathroom.
I don't want to eat lunch in the bathroom. Okay. You go in, sit down on the toilet, turn around backwards, and use the top of that little thing as your table.
So, anyway, you can go ahead, pat that person on the back, tell them happy cubicle day today if you want to.
Or we could offer suggestions on how to make cubicle life better. Well, I don't know. This is pretty sad.
Apparently, you like to dress it up. You like to make it personalized, put all the pictures up and stuff like
you
that.
You know, you could have like a mid-morning party or something. Like everyone just come out of their cubicle, do a little, I don't know, shake, turn the music up, have some
alcohol.
Leftover. There you go. Jello shots.
Jello
shots. Hey, Texas mom, come on in. Remember that story last week? Yeah, we get the Jello shots.
Yeah, gone. You do that Walmart chant. Do they still do that at Walmart every morning where everybody gets in a circle and they start doing like the chant?
Are there employees?
Yeah, the ones that are left still have to do that. Oh. My sister-in-law has left them, though. She used to work there for ages and ages.
Mm. Now,
Stacy, I need to have a talk with you because you're filling in for Tori and we really appreciate it, but you got to quit bringing up stuff we talked about on a show a week ago because none of us remember
that. I'm like, who talked about that?
Well, do you need some more medication?
Can I don't
we help
know.
You with that?
I forgot.
He just needs a cubicle wall just to separate you two right now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.